Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day. What do you say, Geno Smith, to those who think that Russ is gone and so are Seattle's playoff hopes?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I got this.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Geno steps up in the pocket, throws downfield. Parkinson, touchdown!
All I have to say is, let's ride.
Earlier on the show, NFL on Fox analyst Mark Schlereth. Still to come, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. 8-year MLB veteran and throwing coach Tom House. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air here on the Roku channel, here on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network coast to coast, here on the Odyssey app as well. There's our podcast version of the show where all podcasts are acquired. You can listen to this show as much as you want, whenever you want. Just download the pod every single day. Hit the RSS button so it just goes straight into your phone. We greatly appreciate that. Our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. I believe over 460,000 subscribers to that page and growing. Just like Leon, an airplane getting larger.
What are you making this, Leon?
Getting larger. You can make a hat.
460,029.
There you go. Very good. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We had Mark Schlereth on in hour number one. He, just like everybody else, completely mystified by Nathaniel Hackett and his decision in the last night's game with all three timeouts left to hold on to all of those timeouts. Don't even call a timeout until the very last second of a possession that you would think would be Russell Wilson's to handle. Fourth and five from the plus side of the field. And instead of letting him pick up the fourth and five, he sends Brandon McManus out for a 64-yard field goal. That was just a lot of what moments. I don't know. Did you see the Manning cast reaction to it? The Mannings had, because I watched Buck and Aikman quite a bit last night.
Buck and Aikman. I was on the Manning cast.
So great, man. Just hearing Buck's voice over the Monday Night Football theme. I mean, he comes on next. I can't.
It was nice.
I mean, knowing him and he's just being a traditionalist, and he had it 1 minute last night, even just go, wow, I'm talking over the Monday Night Football theme. That is pretty cool. And Aikman was great too, but the Mannings had Shannon Sharpe on. He was their guest watching the whole thing play out, and they're like, I think now would be a great time to call timeout. And Peyton Manning did, and any coach, you do not want to be on the recipient of Peyton Manning putting his hands behind his head and just leaning back and just
sad
closing
cobra
his eyes. And Eli looking mystified, and I understand that that might be his default face for a lot of people. But, you know, you look at the whole scenario, and nobody understood it. Russ said he did, but he's just covering for his coach. We talked about it with Schlereth. I had my opinion of it at the top of the hour. I talked about what Russell Wilson's inner monologue was. That's on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. If you're watching on the Roku channel, just stick around. We show wheels right here on channel 210. As soon as this show is over, it'll start re-airing over and over again. We greatly appreciate the Roku channel's new partnership. Loving it. And it's free if you want to watch us. Hour number three, Tom House, the throwing coach extraordinaire, Tom Brady's throwing coach, among other many of his clients. He'll be here in studio. We're just gonna talk about pitching and throwing and his career, 8 years in the major leagues. It'll be a fun chat. Also, in hour number three, we'll hit on the Russell Wilson homecoming part of last night. Coming up later on this hour, I've got a segment that I do every Tuesday during the football season where I give you four opinions of, from kind of off the beaten path of a National Football League week where not a lot of people are talking about the things that just kind of landed with me, and I'll impart it to you. And also, the Cleveland Browns have made another terrible mistake.
That just came out of nowhere.
I'm just trying to tease what's coming up on our show. Just made another head-scratching decision. Let's put it that way. This one, however, is not nearly as serious as the last ones. This one is just like, I don't know what's happening.
What are we doing?
We should have a new segment. What are we doing? In that way, that's what we say. What are we doing?
Like, what?
Actually, that could be a weekly Cleveland Browns segment. What are we doing? But we turn right now to the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. My head coach of the fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines, getting set to take on Jim Mora's UConn team in the Big House. And there's been some quarterback conversations going on there. But joining us here back on the Rich Eisen Show is the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, Jim Harbaugh. How you doing, coach?
Mr. Eisen, doing well.
Excellent. Are you driving around town right now? Are you tooling around Ann Arbor? Is that where I found you right now, coach?
No, I'm in my office.
Okay.
Schembechler Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Preparing for UConn.
How often do you channel Bo? Do you ever catch yourself? You go, my God, I sound just like Bo. Do you catch yourself doing that frequently?
Yeah, daily. Is a drive into work, park in the spot, and walk by that statue. It's every day. Put the fingerprint on the door and walk in and recommit every day.
How would Bo have handled the name, image, and likeness deal for Jim Harbaugh back in 1986? How would that have gone down, do you think, Jim Harbaugh, back in that day? What do you think?
It's unknowable, other than football's always been a game that's evolved. You look back to evolve to a forward pass. I mean, there's been many innovations and changes to the game. I'd be always speculating, but I would speculate and say that Bo Schembechler saw what some of the revenues were and the TV revenues were, and that he would have wanted his players to share in that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only a guess. It's unknowable.
Okay, of course, and I'm going speculative with you right off the bat, Coach. I get it, but I mean, what would your NIL deal have been back in the day? You'd had a good one, wouldn't you? You and Jumbo, I could see a car commercial with you and Jumbo Elliott, for instance. What do you think, Jim?
I don't know. I mean, I would have to say I didn't play at all as a freshman.
Okay, right.
And then played very little as a sophomore. My junior season, I got hurt, broke my arm.
Mm.
Had a good senior season and had a good fifth-year season. So I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of things that and you know, Coach Schembechler really, I mean, was the person that changed it for me. A trajectory that was just going along, kind of finding myself the first couple years. Let me tell you that story.
Please.
I was coming out of Angel Hall,
mm-hmm.
walking across State Street, and I saw Bo Schembechler's coming out of the Union, coming down those steps.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You can picture that.
Oh yeah.
About halfway across the street, and I go, "Oh, I'm going to run into Coach Schembechler here. I hope he doesn't see me." Really, what I was thinking, but he did see me, mm-hmm. and we kind of just cross paths and stop me. "How you doing, Jim?" "You know, I was coming from class." "Yes, yes, coach, coming from class." "How's it going?" "It's going good." "What are you weighing?" I said about 202 pounds. And I'll never forget, he looks down at his shoe, then he looks up at me, kind of kicks the sidewalk a little bit, and he goes, "Jim, you might be the best quarterback we've ever recruited to the University of Michigan."
No kidding.
"Or you might be the biggest mistake we've ever made in recruiting the quarterback position." Look back down at his shoes, and he started walking down State Street. I just started watching him go, and I couldn't figure out what the heck was that about. And took me some months. But when I finally figured it out, when it dawned on me, what he was telling me was my fate was in my hands. And that was a real inflection point for me. and decided it's up to me, it's my responsibility to turn my circumstances into success. And I have a lot of gratitude to Coach Jim Beckler for a lot of things, but none more than that fateful meeting in March, right before spring practice of my sophomore year.
What was the asking you your weight as the opener? Did that have anything to do with it, or just to throw you off your game a little bit? I mean, what was that about? The opener for
my weight?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what coaches give me. How's school going?
Okay. How much you weighing?
You know, okay. What are you weighing? What are you weighing these days, Rich?
Well, I'm weighing about 205 myself right now, to be honest with you. I'm about 6 feet. I just turned 53. You know, I'm on a statin. What else? That's what I got going on. You know, 3 kids, 2 jobs, you know. That's what I got going on. And
good. Getting better every day.
Thanks. Oh, of course. I attack each day. That's what I'm doing right now. I don't know if you saw Coach Jim Harbaugh. Did you see my appearance in Canton, Ohio at the jacket dinner? Did you see that? Did that cross your desk? Hit your phone?
No, I did not see that. Tell me about it.
Well, as you know, Canton, Ohio, you're from Ohio. When a Michigan man strolls into that state, might hear something, might hear an OH or something like that. And last few years, I've been hearing a lot. This year, I strolled in, and as my job of being the host of the event, Jim Harbaugh, it was my job to let everyone know, in case of emergency, check where the nearest exit to you is. And I said, if you need help doing that here in Canton, just imagine yourself as a member of the Buckeyes in the middle of Michigan Stadium in the fourth quarter last year. That's what I said.
That's a good one. I do know exactly what you mean. I get that often. I get somebody telling me go Bucks or go Green. I hear that quite often from their supporters. You know what my response is?
What is it?
Never.
Oh, my gosh. My guys here are shaking their heads right now, Coach. They are shaking their heads. But guess what? It's too bad. It's absolutely too bad.
You just keep doing you.
Thank you, sir.
Rich, it's working. And I feel like you are an alpha male for your,
thank
your
you.
Age group. You don't have to compete with the 20-year-olds or the 30-year-olds or even the 40-year-olds. I just want you to remain an alpha male for us guys in their 50s.
Appreciate that, Jim Harbaugh. Thank you so much. Now, that story you just told about Bo placing into your mind the fact that the future is yours to shape at the quarterback position, how has that informed you as you've informed Cade McNamara and J.J. McCarthy over the last several weeks and months about their status, Jim?
Yeah, and that is the same, and it comes from my mother. It comes from Jackie Harbaugh, and there's a lot of people that give the mental game and advice. But since I've been 6 years old, whether I was playing little league, high school, college, or a professional football player, then into coaching, my mom sends me about the same text before every single game since I've been 6 years old. And it's a simple text, but it has in it one play at a time, one game at a time, or one day at a time, one game at a time, one play at a time. And it's the absolute best advice there is. I've gotten personally, and that's the one I share with both Cade and JJ.
And how have they taken it? Because Cade definitely seems to be, let's just, the word disappointed is might be an understatement from him after what he did for the school, the program, for himself, for this team last year. And J.J. McCarthy clearly is attacking each day himself, to use your phrase. How are those kids taking that from your perspective?
Yeah, Jim. So us coaches, we embrace the fact that we have two really good quarterbacks. We feel two championship level quarterbacks. Kate, obviously you saw that last season, all season. So players, coaches, we embrace. We got two really good quarterbacks, and that's a real edge for our football team, and we embrace it. And we were back in the practice field yesterday, and there's no difference in Cade's demeanors. Incredible leader and quarterback, and he's preparing like I wanted him to prepare. And the whole team wants him to prepare like he's the starter, and it's football. He's going to play again, and we're very confident that he will play his level of football, play his game. Team's confident in JJ, and you know, we want both of them to have at it and keep developing, keep improving, and as I said, that's a big edge for our team. I don't know if any other team in the country has it that kind of edge like we do.
And do you plan on doing this week to week for long, Jim, or are you gonna name one and just rip the knob off and say let's go into, say, the Big Ten schedule or potentially November, knowing who's what, and hopefully you get to play deep into January?
No, it's JJ's, you know that. We named JJ the starter, and from there we do exactly what we said. Well, you know, one play at a time, one game at a time. That's the best approach.
All right. In the few minutes I have left with you, Coach Jim Harbaugh, I never thought I'd say that. Sitting here in Los Angeles, Big Ten country, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And so my question for you is, can you put a little bit more meat on the bones of what you said with a $1 billion package that the Big Ten just had, that you think the players should share in that revenue, and how that would work in your mind, Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, I would, who wouldn't feel that way? I can't imagine just to put more depth to it, though, I think that, you know, the Big Ten is the one who's negotiating those contracts, and you know, they are with, you know, in the billions. And in my opinion, and I don't think I'm alone in that opinion, that the players should share in that revenue.
Well, I mean, as you know, if something like that happens, then suddenly players might unionize and things truly professionalize in the world of college football. Would you be fine with something like that? I mean, you spent so many successful years in the NFL, your name's in the rafters in Indianapolis, for crying out loud. So you know both ends and what both look like. Do you think that this is a professionalist approach to college football and how that would work?
What's been decided in the courts is that the players can profit off of their name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm. I think, again, I mean, that's another just simple, fair thing to do. I mean, if somebody's selling a jersey, for example, with your name on it or your son's name on it, I mean, your son should be able to profit from that sale. I would, I think we can all agree that would be fair, right?
Yes.
That's already been decided. That's already been decided in the NCAA level, at the court level. And I would also argue that, you know, the Big Ten, who's negotiating the TV deals, they are using the name, image, and likeness of the players. And so henceforth, I'd make the connection that they should be able to, the players should be able to profit off their name, image, and likeness.
Well, before I let you go, Jim Harbaugh, you gave a workout to former quarterback from San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick, a few months ago. The Cowboys have a job opening, it appears, at quarterback right now. What did Colin look like to you? Did he look like a guy who could play in the NFL from what you saw, Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, he looked like he was in great shape. He's not just the workout. He was here around our team for about 4 or 5 days, practicing, doing some things on campus, And he was like a kid in the candy store. It was just like he was, when I coached him. As I said, he was in incredible shape, threw the ball extremely well, too. And during the workout, it wasn't choreographed where receivers he'd ever thrown with before. I thought he looked extremely good from my eye.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck against UConn and beyond, and always appreciate when you call into this program, and thrilled that you're back with Michigan and you're sticking around and you're going to be there for a long time. Right?
Yes, sir. Committed. It's just like the day when I first got this job, just like at the beginning of the season when in February came back, recommitted, and very happy.
Coach Jim Harbaugh, thanks for the time. Thank you, sir.
All right, pal.
You take care.
Good to see you having me on.
Okay, anytime. That's Jim Harbaugh, head football coach, University of Michigan, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. Did he break news about McCarthy? Because honestly, I was sitting there thinking to myself, he's like, you know that. And during the rest of the conversation, I'm sitting here thinking, I thought it was just for UConn. Didn't he just say that he sounded
That's
like
That's kind of what I thought, too. But it does sound like that he announced him for
McCarthy
the
for the rest of the year.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, look, I'll just say this. Certainly since later on in the show, we're going to talk about Seahawks fans booing Russ Wilson. Michigan fans were booing Cade McNamara. Now, against Hawaii, he didn't look great. And he didn't move the offense certainly as efficiently and successfully as J.J. McCarthy did. I was watching that game, and I thought to myself, why are fans booing the guy who won the Big Ten title last year? And why are they booing the guy that beat Ohio State? Because he's not moving the offense well enough? And anybody knows, when you watch football, anything can happen. And I bet Michigan's going to need Cade McNamara in a big spot at some point over the next couple months. And hopefully he's going to be ready for it. That's the way it goes. That's why I'm saying the Cowboys should go out and they should trade for a more veteran hand than Will Greer, man. Maybe Will Greer could be the next Dak, the next Romo. I don't know. Who knows? I you better hedge your bet.
Like we said earlier, there's some quality number twos out there that won't see the field this year. I'd like to have one of them.
I know, for sure. Hopefully Cooper Rush is that guy for you.
Well, I think Cooper Rush is, we've seen, what was the Zimmerman quote, Brockman?
Which one?
You want to see Kellen Mond out there?
Mike Zimmer? Yeah. I was going into week 18 last year. Zimmerman, they're eliminated. You know, you're going to see Kellen Mond out there. No.
No.
Why not? I've seen enough of him already. Got it. I hear you, Coach. Okay.
Kind of feel that way. You kind of know what you've seen.
A little bit of the Zimmerness right there. Okay, we're going to take a break. Come back. I got some an interesting four downs for you. One of them is Tomlin related. And prior to that, Mike Tomlin had a heck of a soundbite. And also, part of the next segment, this is great. Please stay tuned for this because it's going to be me pointing out how right I am.
Oh, boy.
That's next on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. It's High on My Damn Agenda. Thank you. Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. Hey, when was the last time you seriously considered your dream? I mean, come on. You used to think about it all the time. What happened? I say it's time you and your dream get back together. Think about it. You could live the van life in a totally customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You could tour around all 423 national park sites, build a mountain cabin with your dad, or start your own business. Really, whatever you dream up. And it's a Mercedes-Benz van we're talking about here. So expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. It runs like, well, a dream. So what do you say? Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them your dream sent you. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Outfit, we just played the Russell Wilson soundbite ending the press conference last night. Go Broncos, let's ride is the way he's going to finish things up now.
Broncos, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Hey, Russ had 340 yards last night.
He was riding.
He was riding, man.
Let's ride.
He was riding.
Not ride the pine. I can't believe Hackett took him out to try a 64-yard field goal after letting the clock run down. I still can't believe it. Oh, my gosh.
I bet Russ is just happy that's over with, man.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I know. Rearview
like,
mirror.
The Rear schedule view. Makers did him dirty, putting him that game first. Dirty. And just, like, get it over
did
with.
Him
and let's
dirty.
Move on, you know?
Right? At least Tom had what? Tom had
three,
a whole
weeks,
season.
Right?
Well,
the New England game was what? Week 4 a couple years ago?
Of last year.
Well, he had a whole season
plus.
Yeah,
a season plus.
Games,
Peyton right, Manning right. had a season plus 7. He had season right. plus 4.
Well, first game out of the box.
Yes.
That's kind of
He hadn't
rough.
Broken a sweat as a Bronco yet.
That's rough. I didn't like that.
And next up for him, Lovie Smith at home, Houston.
Lovie.
And then he's back on Sunday night, Denver at San Francisco. Man, he just can't quit the NFC West. His first two nationally televised games against the NFC West. And, man, good Lord. Glenn in San Diego, let's take your call right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, Rich. First time, long time. Appreciate the show. Found you guys really easy on Roku. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up, Glenn?
Well, first I want to tell you that I did not take away from the show what you guys said about this game last night. Completely accurate. I cannot believe that the Denver Broncos gave us the Chargers such an opportunity. And this week, I want to know what your opinion is of them as a team and the matchup.
Well, I mean, look, if Khalil Mack is showing up with defensive player of the year type capability with a line that already features Joey Bosa and he's got Derwin James all over the map, and that's without J.C. Jackson, their prize free agent signing, that's going to be significant. And Justin Herbert, will they let Justin cook? It just seems sometimes there's just some weird play calls from him every now and then. Am I wrong? And then Mike Williams disappears. Like, every time he fades back to pass, I feel it should look like Josh Allen, and it's only Josh Allen half the time. Am I wrong? You tell me if I'm off.
I think you're right.
Austin Eckler, they're not running him. They're not running Austin Eckler inside the 10. They're doing
– Well, now Keenan Allen's going to be out a game or two.
I had Ian Rappaport on Westwood One halftime last night. He called it an outside shot for this week.
Oh,
unless
really?
There's a new
for
update.
Allen?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But all I'm saying is the Chargers can absolutely win this division. All I know is I'm choosing the Raiders to win the division, and week one didn't look all that great. I'll be very honest with you on that. But it's still a marathon, and I like what the Chargers did week one. They took care of business at home against the division team, which is what you got to do. Got to do it. So that's my two cents on that. Thanks for the call, Glenn. So while I raise my hand and take a mea culpa, it's just one week where you know, I have the Raiders winning the division. Man, Stone Street
is all in
my grill.
Well,
in my grill. He told me that, you know, he's going to be in Los Angeles, I guess, because he's doing a show or whatever.
Oh, nice.
And he says, you know, he's going to be in L.A. until the Monday night game against the Raiders. And then he adds your team. You know, your team. He is just in my grill about choosing the Raiders. In my grill. And Chargers fans, I'm hearing it. I see it. It's just one week. The autumn wind is a pirate, and we're not even in autumn yet, right?
No, not technically autumn.
Not technically autumn.
Not technically
okay,
autumn.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Pre-autumn.
Thank you, sir.
So we're late summer.
You know,
so
that's one way to look at it. It's just one week, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Or I can have it both ways, because that's what happens when you do a job like this one. You can have it both ways, you know? Or maybe I should just be one of our colleagues who just doesn't care about being wrong and just only points out when they're right. I just don't have that gene in me. But I'm going to try to flex that muscle a little bit here before I give you my four downs for week number one, where I have four opinions about what happened in the league and just want to point out stuff that not a lot of folks are focused on. But I do feel the need in this world where victory laps can be rare, even though it's just 1 week. Remember when that time last month, guys, when I gave you five new items in addition to the ones from back in the spring that I was trying to talk myself into for this league.
Yeah.
I gave you five more.
Yeah, I love it.
Right after things went down in Canton and things preseason was just beginning to cook, unlike Russ last night at the end. I gave you five new items to talk myself into for the 2022 season. Let's take a look at those five items now that 1 week's in the books. Number one was the Eagles will win the NFC East.
Oh, not bad.
Number two is the Chiefs' offense will be better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is the Seahawks aren't going to be as bad as everyone thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Kevin O'Connell will unlock Kirk Cousins. And number five is the Steelers' quarterback situation is going to be okay.
What was the date? August
16th.
Wow. Rich.
2022.
Rich,
that's like week two preseason.
It's aging like a very fine wine right now. I only have 17 more weeks to go. I'm white knuckling. I'm 1/18th of the way there, guys.
Season is not really over.
Thank you, Jim Mora.
What about the first list? Do we have the first list?
The first list is, I don't have it right here, but I think the first list is pretty accurate.
Okay.
I think the first list is pretty accurate, that Aaron Rodgers is no pressure on him.
Now, while we got the muscle.
The first list isn't that great. Aaron Rodgers is no pressure.
Aaron Rodgers, no pressure.
The Raiders will win the AFC West.
0 for 2.
Oh, yeah. 0 for 2 there.
It's a marathon.
Nothing else.
Cowboys are taking a step back was one of them.
Oh, okay.
But you were wrong about that, though.
Oh,
they would have been fine.
They looked terrible.
Cowboys took five steps back, not just one. Okay. They took five steps back.
All right. I'm sorry, I should let you finish your
thought. Yeah, please. There weren't enough steps that went back.
Do you have the list? Hoskins is whispering in my ear the list. Okay. Do you have the graphic for that one? You could put it up. I'll deal with it if you got it. Yeah, the original one. The original one with me, or I think we might. It's not all built on one page. I might have just walked you through it.
That's okay.
But I'm 5-0 on that one.
Yeah, you're doing it right.
Well, Steelers, I need to see a little
Steelers
bit
quarterback situation. Trubisky, did you watch much of that game? I know you had nine in your house. You couldn't watch all nine. That's why I watched them at NFL Network. We had all nine up. And Trubisky was—he looked good.
Well, they're going to be 2-0.
I went higher register.
They're going to whack the Pats this week.
The opening of the Acrisure opening.
Yeah, because it looks like Najee Harris is going to go this week.
Yeah, but no T.J. Watt.
No T.J. Watt.
You're hoping that he finds a doctor who says you don't need surgery. All right, let's go to Chad in Salt Lake City. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chad?
Rich, I feel bad that I don't have a housewarming gift. I apologize. Welcome to your new home on Roku.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, thank you, sir.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
And I apologize, too. I know I'm stepping on it a little bit, but I had to get back to work. I know you'll be talking about it in the third hour, but everybody I've heard all day today, everybody on the national sports media punditry has been complaining about the booing of Russell Wilson. Everybody needs to keep in mind, no one was booing Russell Wilson. The Seahawks fans, who I am a diehard from back in the early, early, early beginning days of Zorn and Largent and the original Michael Jackson, number 55, the linebacker from Pasco, Washington, I'm an OG Seahawks fan.
Yep.
We were not booing Russell Wilson. We were booing the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. The much-hated Denver Broncos, a team that we have not seen eye-to-eye with since the early days of Jack Patera coaching summer camp in Eastern Washington University.
Let me ask you this question, Chad, since you're an OG. Sure. I don't remember the last time Denver was in Seattle. Chris, I don't know if you were able to look that up. You know, Googling fast is not your strongest suit over there.
Ouch.
Okay, but look up the last time Denver was in Seattle. I will proffer to say if it was 4 years ago or eight, because, you know, you play Denver won't play Seattle again for another four seasons because they rotate.
2014.
Okay, who was the quarterback on that day that they were in Seattle? Was that an Osweiler? Was that an Osweiler situation?
Osweiler.
It was Peyton Manning.
Oh, it was Peyton Manning. Okay, so we need to discard that because no, I'm just saying. Let's just say the booing of a Denver Bronco quarterback, if it was say Brandon Allen, wouldn't have been as lusty. I don't think last night. Come on, you know when he came out for the first snap, it was loud, and I understand that now he's an enemy and so on and so forth, but. Chris, did Brady get that same treatment in week four last year when he came out in New England?
No, he got cheered.
I mean,
this is a team and a city that has fought this team. Our very first playoff game was against the Denver Broncos in the Kingdome. It was the home of the best hit by a wide receiver on a defensive back ever when Largent, I won't say it was Hayden that he knocked off. This is a team that we won our first Super Bowl against. So this is a team that we have some history with. So okay. I think if it would have been Osweiler, if it would have been Drew Locke, if it would have been whoever, it's the Broncos. We would have booed lustfully in honor of the Bronco Buster T-shirt of Bosworth. So, yeah, is there some added incentive because Wilson's there? Of course. I would be disingenuous if I didn't say that added to the mystique of it. Okay. But it wasn't just about Wilson. It's about the team that he was playing for.
All right, Chad. Thank you. Oh, sir. Okay, Chad. I appreciate the call right there. Chad dropping every name in the book except for Jim Zorn. If we weren't out of time, he would just go Jim Zorn on us. But look, let's not gloss over what this segment is all about, is that I've nailed all five of my items that I was trying to talk myself into prior to the season.
Also, can I get some
almost
credit
a month
for
ago
quick,
today.
Quick Googling there? I mean, that was
very good.
Fast.
That was great. I denigrated.
Thank you.
I denigrated. And I apologize.
But you made him better. You know,
I did make him better.
You made him better.
I almost pulled you for the kicker.
Oh, man.
But I stuck with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I learned the lessons of last night is what I'm pointing out.
Can I get a $242 million contract?
Nope. All right, four downs. I got four downs for you. One of them includes Tomlin. And wait till you hear Tomlin's latest gem of a soundbite from his press conference today in advance of Steelers-Patriots in week number two. The Acrisure opening. That's coming up next on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Throwing coach and guru Tom House is in the house. Tom's in the house.
Hey.
Tom in the house. House on the Rich Eisen Show. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how their rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to the Rich Eisen Show. You know, the stuff we talk about here. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL. If you love the Cowboys, Patriots, Packers, Rams, or the Steelers, Tostitos has the perfect thing to help spice up game day. Their chip and dip bundles come with Tostitos medium chunky salsa, Tostitos salsa con queso, and 3 Tostitos team bags. And you can get it no matter where you live, but they're only available for a limited time while supplies last, so hurry and buy your bundle today at snacks.com.
Back here on our terrestrial radio affiliate, just hearing the tale of woe. If you're listening, Chris Brockman for the last 2 days has...
Looked like he took a steel chair shot today.
Yeah, you got this big gash in it. It's because a direct hit from your son, you collided heads, his mouth on top of your skull.
Yeah.
And there must have been blood in the water, like it's jaws.
A little bit. Not
in the pool.
Not too much.
Okay, but he's okay.
Yeah, but because
he's okay. What's awesome is that it hurt me way more.
Okay,
I'm still in pain 2 days later.
Yeah, look, we don't really care about your head. How are Cage's teeth? That's the important
stuff. He honestly had a popsicle 20 minutes later.
Did you get a popsicle too?
I had
Or at least put it on your head to ice it down?
I was icing my head.
Did you have a shot of something?
An adult popsicle.
Later in the day. That wine that we got sent?
Rich.
What?
little
adult popsicle.
You know, like what are the things we used to have
as
kids?
Just changing the subject.
No, those little adult, they're beverages in.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, like when you freeze pops?
Yes.
You just killed them.
Oh, man. Freeze pops.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Anyway, we have a dentist appointment in a couple days just to check to make sure everything's
good. Everybody's
all right.
Back to their corners. Like seems I said, like everything's
his gums are a little bruised. They might be pushed back a little bit, but they're all there.
That's, very that's difficult really way for Cage to learn. His dad's very hard headed.
Okay. Pretty much.
Very good. Is this the point in time where you want to, before Tom House comes out here, talk about how you once threw your shoulder out on a plane? Sitting on a plane?
Yeah, we talked about this.
I've never heard this story.
I was on a plane and I had to hold my shoulder like this.
Oh.
And I literally.
It was because he got the armrest instead of you.
He got armrest.
So you had to, you had to have your arm in such a position for how long a flight?
5 hours in a bad position. And I literally tore my rotator cuff on that. Swear to God. True story.
The importance of that armrest, man. The armrest is no joke.
It really is.
Do we spend our valuable time with Tom House bringing this up?
No.
No.
How does one rehab a sitting shoulder torn rotator cuff?
Recently from New York? Or
No. This was like 5 years
ago. Tom, you've been around throwing. You've been around trying to avoid injury or rehabbing injury. Have you ever heard of somebody tearing their rotator cuff just sitting in a certain position because they lost the armrest?
That was when we went to D.C. for the All-Star game.
So that's got
to
be how many years ago.
But, Mike, what happened when you helped the lady get her bag down and then didn't something happen to your arm that time, too?
That was a re-injury. I helped a woman. It was a re-injury. Getting her bag down.
You didn't see Tom House. You didn't see Tom House. So I'm telling you.
See?
You don't have. He didn't have a Will Greer around to back him up.
He sure didn't.
Will Greer.
All right.
West Virginia.
Mike Tomlin's a national treasure, folks. National treasure. His press conference is highly underrated. Who's he talking about here, Chris? He's talking about rookie.
Jalen Warren.
Jalen Warren. He had a terrific first foray into the National Football League. But Ja'Marr Chase and the rest of those Bengals receivers out there. Mike Tomlin, your thoughts on evaluating his performance?
You know, he didn't urinate down his leg, man. That's a great place to begin, you know. And that's capable of happening for a young guy. And so, but I think that's been indicative of him throughout this process. And that's why he's gone from being an undrafted guy to a guy that's carving a role out for himself. Because at no step in team development did he show that circumstances were too big for him. He was competitive, and he's been competitive. And he was on Sunday. And so good for him and good for us.
So my follow-up question, Coach, is when you say it's capable for a young guy, young guys are capable of urinating down their legs or young guys are capable of not urinating down their legs? That's I don't know what he meant by that young guys are capable of that. Because we know young guys are capable of urinating down their legs. The outlier is young men who are capable of not.
That's what I think he meant. I think
is that where you consult your doctor? That's just, by the way, he might have just earned himself one of those commercials during football games where you got to consult your doctor.
In the field?
No. Oh. That's a different flow.
Oh.
Different flow, sir. No, it's just one of those commercials where people are. Could you imagine you're that guy? You're that guy, you know, you're sitting around hoping you get that acting gig. Your agent calls you up. You got this new job. What do? You're playing that guy in a commercial that's got to go and needs a pill to stop going. Would you take that job, Chris?
Have I had much success before? Had I been in any commercials, or is this the first one?
You might be typecast by it. You're running the risk.
Is it a national commercial?
Of course it is. It's a national football league commercial.
How long is the campaign? Is it all football season?
Is it all season?
Season long gig. Yes.
I think I got to say yes.
Chris, you know I used to be a commercial talent agent, right?
Week 14, you're running.
Used to do this.
Okay, used to do this. Yeah. So week 14, you're running the risk of just strolling down the produce aisle, and somebody's like, "I know you from somewhere. Where do I know you?" Oh.
You got to go.
That's fine, though, because those national checks come in.
They keep rolling in. Yeah. I think I got to say yes. For residuals alone, I have to say yes. Yeah.
Those residuals are nice.
Oh, God, stop.
Ooh.
All right, now we've run out of time for four downs. We'll have to do it in hour three.
Well, we're pretty open.
Who do I choose for following this up to change the... Rick in Maryland. Oh, let's go here. Rick in Maryland, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Rick?
How you doing? How is everybody?
Oh, well, you don't have to, man. We don't have to go. We're good. We're here.
What's up, Rick?
Before the show, so.
What's on your mind, Rick?
Well, I wanted to kind of talk about the Patriots because, you know, I saw Chris's, you know, overreaction Monday about Belichick, you know, and there's been some other sports show opinions, you know, can Bill Belichick ever go on the hot seat? And, you know, in six Super Bowls, I don't think that's possible. But, you know, one thing that may be a possibility is maybe they just need to get a general manager.
I think that's a great idea.
Because when they had Scott Pioli, he was the guy that could, you know, stand up to Bill and be like, eh, you know, let's not go with this guy. Let's go with another guy. And that's when they were hitting on all their picks.
I don't know. I'm assuming that Bill shops for the groceries there.
Bill has final say Nick on everything.
I think he's always had that. He's always had that, right? But Nick was doing more than just that for the Patriots. Remember how there was a whole big to-do where Casario said he was gonna get in the ear during games of the coach's headset to help out David Culley on calling plays and down and distance and stuff like that? Apparently that's what he did in New England as well, just helping out on that ring. I don't know, man. I don't know how that conversation with Bob Kraft and
in regards to the hot seat too. You could tell in the last couple of years that Bob Kraft is not happy that the success.
They made the playoffs last year.
Did you see what happened in that game?
I know, but they drafted they hit on the quarterback. It appears.
I think they hit on the quarterback.
So what? So you know who has yet to hit on the quarterback? The Jets have yet to hit on the quarterback. And you had one shot at it for the first time in quarter century, and you hit on the last two.
This is not about the Jets.
This is sort of what I'm just saying is. Look around you, and thank you very much for the call, Rick. Look around the neighborhood.
I'm just saying, Robert Kraft is, you know, you get accustomed to, it's like that Chris Rock bit, TJ. You get accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and now that lifestyle is gone. I mean, there's a report going on right now. Kendrick Bourne only had, a couple of snaps on, and Robert Kraft is stepping in because he's apparently in Matt Patricia's doghouse. Look, the seat will never get hot for Bill, but Bob Kraft can be like, okay, like, what are we doing? Let's make some changes. So,
I think that's where the problem might set in. You really want the owner of the team saying, why isn't Kendrick Bourne playing?
I want the owner of the team keeping the coaching staff accountable. I want Sean Payton. That's what I want.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Come on, guy.
That ain't happening.
I want Sean Payton back.
By the way, how many Super Bowls have you won in 20 years?
Man. I don't care. I want more.
Well, I mean, at some point, you just have to understand, man. You had a great run.
Brother, you've got
to live off of that. I'm living off of 95, bro.
I don't care. Dude, I'm not living in the past. Here's the problem. Everyone in New England is living in the past. So they're just giving Bill a free ride. Hold this guy's feet to the fire.
Come on,
it's
bro.
It's like Aaron Boone, New York. Same way I feel.
Dude, Aaron Boone is not the same as Bill Belichick.
What are you talking about?
I know. He's worse.
By the way, he's finger pointing with the shoulder that he got hurt.
Don't hurt yourself.
While sitting on an airplane.
We're going to get Tom House.
Tom House might just left after.
Yeah, Tom House is going to rehab your shoulder.
I need a lot of help, Rich.
Okay, very good. Hour three coming up. My four downs and more. That's right. I kind of got stuck on the Mike Tomlin soundbite. It flowed. The segment stopped flowing.
Water and fertilizer.
That's the other type of commercial you're referring to. That's the fertilized part.
That's the little brown.
That's the one where suddenly you have that urge to. And the football's thrown through the tire. I wonder what that image is all about. And you're holding hands in two tubs.
So that's the tub on the mountaintop, right?
And the water is flowing.
I haven't seen any of those yet.
I haven't either.
I didn't notice any during week one. Did you?
I didn't watch a whole lot of commercials
either.
To be honest.
I noticed Aaron Rodgers is back with some new State Farm commercials.
Didn't see that.
Matthew Stafford is now doing Little Caesars pizza.
I saw CeeDee Lamb had more catches in the Chipotle commercial.
First of all, that Chipotle commercial's dope, though. Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
It's all 88.
Irv showed it to us on his phone the night that he chose Kirk Cousins being MVP. He's just like, take a look at this commercial. It's going to start airing this weekend.
It's a dope commercial.
Yeah, him and Dez and Drew and CeeDee Lamb. Yeah. And 31 other fan bases are like, what do I care?
But they do care.
Bryce Young also, really good actor in the Dr. Pepper and Heisman House.
So. Very good.
Yeah, the Heisman House commercials are good.
Tom House in hour number 3 coming up.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.